This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy. Now, more of the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. More of the Jeff and Jen
Morning Show. All right, here it is. Big announcement. Today, we kick off Q102's mother of all prizes.
Woohoo!
And this is big. That's why we call it the mother of all prizes.
This is massive.
One person. Is going to win tickets. I need a drum roll for this.
It's big.
One person is going to win tickets to all of the great Q102 concerts this year at Riverbend, Andrew J. Brady, Rupp Arena, Paycor, Great American Ballpark. Columbus? What are they? The Schottenstein Center?
Schottenstein.
Just call. Here's the trick. You just say the shot.
The shot. Yeah.
I mean, these are great, Jeff. Everything from New Kids on the Block to Red Hot Chili Peppers, Justin Timberlake, Blink 182,
Pitbull, Pink,
Luke Combs,
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo.
Wait, Kids Bop?
Yes. We'll see you there.
Sweet.
Niall Horan, Janet Jackson, Nelly, Kid Laroi.
Insane.
You win tickets to all of them.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Luke Combs. Did someone say that?
I did, yeah.
And all of the shows run between June 7th and October 9th. So, I mean, it's going to be a busy, what is that, four months?
July, August, September.
Five months.
Five.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
These are the shows where you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. And you're in for free.
Happy Mother's Day.
I know. I wish I could enter. This is great.
That's why we're calling it the mother of all prizes.
You know, mom does really want just a little time away to enjoy a good show.
So, you're going to need some babysitters, probably.
Except for Kids Bop. We'll take you to that.
Right. Well, and Barbie the movie in concert, I think that...
Oh, that's going to be great.
There's actually a handful, quite a few of these that could potentially be kid-friendly shows.
Oh, yeah.
So here's how it works. This is how we're going to do it. The only way to win is on the app. Mm-hmm. So download the free Q102 app, which you'll find the Q102 app in the App Store. Search WKRQ. So download that. Sign up for your free Q102 rewards account if you haven't already. And then make sure you are logged in. And then listen at the start of every hour, weekdays, beginning today through Friday, May 10th, starting at 7 a.m. for us to give out a code word. And every code word will be related to our mom of the day. And today's mom of the day is...
We got...
Drum roll again. Beyonce. Yeah.
Great way to start.
The most Grammy-winning performer of all time. 32, if you're counting, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just think it's appropriate because not only is she one of the hardest-working artists, but she's also a hardworking mom.
Oh, yeah. She's got, what, three kids, I think? They have twins and then the daughter. I think they have three.
Yeah, she's the mother of all Grammy-winning performers.
She sure is. Yeah. And she's definitely having her time right now. I mean, with the country album out. Love it.
Yep. So this hour's code word, we're going to make it single, as in single ladies. And it's as simple as opening up the Q102 app. Tap on the Q102 Mother of All Prizes. You will see it on the app. And then type in this hour's code word, which is, once again, single. And boom, you're entered. And you can enter as many times as you like. FYI, each code word is another chance to win. So we'll have another code word in the 8 o'clock hour, another one in the 9, the 10, the 11, and so on until tonight. We should mention Kay is going to have a special code each night as well.
Yeah, he's going to have some bonus codes. That's exciting.
How about that?
This is such a great prize. I just keep seeing more and more artists. Every time I look at the list, I'm like, oh, you get to go to Alanis Morissette with Joan Jett.
Well, it's a great way to get in the spirit of Mother's Day. And, of course, all week long, we'll be playing the most mom-tastic songs from the biggest moms in music. So we're really getting you in the spirit.
Yes, I love it.
All right. And then we'll announce the grand prize winner on Monday, May 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. This hour's code word, once again, single, as in single ladies. It's the mother of all prizes, Cincinnati.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
More of Cincinnati's Morning Show on Q102.
Weather-wise, mix of sun and clouds today. Good chance of a shower or thunderstorm late this evening. There's a possibility that the storms that move through could be severe.
Oh, no.
We'll track it. We'll keep an eye on it. Keep you updated. High of 81 today. Right now, where are we? It's 64 at Cincinnati's Q102. A guy in Pennsylvania got a tax bill a little higher than he was expecting. It was $34 billion.
No way.
Tell you what happened there. And speaking of money, what does it take to be rich in all 50 states? It is Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news. On Cincinnati's Q102. If you have always wanted to be rich, how many people listening want to be rich?
Me.
Okay. Not you, sir? No. Okay. I'll tell you what, living in West Virginia might be your best bet. Because a new report looked at how much you'd need to be rich, considered rich, in all 50 states.
Cue the Callaway.
Yeah, I want to be rich. They defined rich as being in the top 5% of earners in your state. Now, the lowest threshold for rich is in the state of West Virginia, where you would need to earn a base salary of $329,000 a year to be considered rich there. $329,000 a year in West Virginia. That would not be enough to be considered rich in the state of Ohio, however.
What do you need to make here? 600? A million?
Here you would have to make $381,422. So still in the threes, but you know, significantly, it's about $60,000 higher than what you'd need to make in, that was Indiana, what I just quoted you. In Indiana, you would have to make $381,422 a year to be considered rich. In the state of Ohio, it is in the fours. It is $403,750.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. In the state of Kentucky, you could probably get by on $380,000 or just a little more than that. The most expensive state, however, to be rich is Connecticut. It's not California. It's not New York. It's Connecticut. You'd have to make $656,000 a year to be in the top 5% of earners in your state.
Dang.
Thereby making you, quote unquote, rich.
It's got to be expensive to live in Connecticut, too, right?
Almost double the earnings required in West Virginia. You know, if you're going for being in the top 5%. And then after Connecticut, it's New York at $621,000 a year to be considered rich. And in the state of Massachusetts, that was number three. You'd have to make $617,000 a year to be considered rich.
Need that NeNe Leakes clip from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm rich, bitch.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, thanks to inflation and other factors, you need to earn a lot more to be rich than you used to. I mean, but just, you know, that's a big difference, like just from 2017, you know, the increase you're seeing.
Good thing we're all rich on on love in this room. I don't think I'll ever make that much money in a year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the five-year change.
Seriously.
In Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, and the average five-year change is about 31% higher.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, considering most raises are, what, 2%?
If that.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. I wonder how you're living, though. How are you living life in, if you make $400,000 a year, are you living fancy? You know, what?
Yeah, in the state of Ohio, in order to be considered rich, you'd have to be making, what did I say, $408,000 a year?
Yeah. I mean, like, how are you living? Are you driving a bougie car, living in Indian Hill? Like, is that what we're saying is rich?
Well, you would be in the top 5% of earners in the state of Ohio. I don't know if it's enough to provide that kind of lifestyle. I guess you'd be spending it as fast as you make it.
Yeah.
But
if you had each person in the home, so like just say you have a man and woman in the family and they're both making $408,000, then you might be able to afford that kind of life.
I mean, I would say, you know, an upper middle class neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Madeira, Montgomery. I don't know what the entry level is for the Village right now, the Village of Indian Hill entry rate. I mean, years ago, like during the housing crisis, back in 2008, I think back then you could get into Indian Hill during the housing crash, the big bust, for about $500,000 back then.
Like, what are the houses going for right now in Indian Hill?
Oh, on average, my guess would be, I mean, a realtor could probably weigh in, but my guess would be closer to $2.5-3 million right now.
Wow. Yeah.
But there's little pockets of Indian Hill where the house, there's 1,100 square foot homes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Up to those gigantic mansions in the rolling hills. But kind of depends on where you're at. I've only shown 4 houses through the years in Indian Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does it feel like, too, like when those houses go in the market, it's kind of inside? Like maybe
pocket listings.
Yeah. Maybe one of those things where it's like, oh, hey.
Yes and no. I mean, I've seen some listings sit forever.
Sometimes the bigger the price, the longer they sit.
Yeah.
That's sort of the rule of thumb.
I remember that with Marvin Lewis's house. Remember when he left Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I think his house sat on the market for a little bit.
Yeah. I know someone who listed theirs for $5.5 million. That must be nice. And it sat there almost a year. And this is during a time when, you know, the housing was
lucrative.
Yeah, I mean, people were moving. Speaking of money, this tax bill I mentioned, Man in Pennsylvania got a tax bill for $34 billion.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How much do you pay? What are your monthly estimates when you owe that much?
I know. No, this guy in Pennsylvania, his name is Barry. His name is Barry Tanger. He got two pieces of tax information in the mail last week. First, it was a refund check from the federal government for $900. The second one was a tax bill saying that he owed the state $34,576,826,561.47. Barry says he had a feeling there might have been a blunder.
Yeah. A couple of extra zeros.
This might be a mistake, especially since Barry makes less than $100,000 a year. Yeah. So he would not be considered rich in the state of Pennsylvania.
No, not at all. Especially since he owes that much. I just could imagine.
Right. Earlier this year, Barry's tax preparer noticed a mistake on his 2022 return and filed an amendment. He doesn't know how the $34 billion error was made. You know, if the tax preparer made a mistake or if there was some kind of glitch in the tax prep system, because they basically, like most of the CPAs use the same software, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same kind of thing, too. Like, if you do it yourself, isn't that, what is it, TurboTax or whatever, if you do it yourself?
Is it?
Something.
In any event, he was able to get through to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, and he got the situation resolved. They said that it was an isolated incident that involved the wrong numbers being inputted. Okay. Yeah, in Barry's state of Pennsylvania, in order to be considered rich, you'd have to be making $454,000 a year. And that is up 30% from 2017 when you could get by on $348,000. Jeez. Coming up next, 9 News Consumer Reporter John Matarese is going to check in with us. He almost got scammed, you know, and John's a pretty savvy guy when it comes to this kind of thing. I mean, this is what John does for a living, is he warns people of scams so you don't waste your money. Well, he almost got scammed last week by a very slick new text scam, and he's going to tell us all about it next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.